Hey everyone, this is Isabel here, your host on the Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast. This is podcast number 7, and I'm going to be talking to you guys about CBD for our dogs and cats. This podcast took me a while to write, but man, I am so happy that I went down this rabbit hole because the amount of knowledge to the extent that I learned was way more, like, way surpassed what I even imagined possible, and really cool to see the latest studies and research on CBD for our dogs and cats. So I'm super excited to share with you. So first off, for those who don't know me, I am Isabel. I'm a certified small animal naturopath and carnivore nutritionist, and I focus on nutrition for dogs and cats as nature intended for them to eat. I have my own shop here in a small town called Chelsea, Quebec, where me and my team help hundreds of pets each month. So we offer a wide variety of raw food and holistic supplements, and my goal is to empower you as a pet owner so that you have the knowledge and the tools necessary to make the right health choices for your pets. So now that we know that we're going to be talking about CBD for our pets, I just want to say that I'm in no way claiming that I'm an expert. I feel like this is a subject that is going to have continuous research conducted for the next several years, and I feel someone can literally spend their lifetime becoming an expert on CBD because, wow, the amount of knowledge and questions and studies and future studies to come on this subject is literally mind-blowing. So instead, with this podcast, I'm going to share with you some of the knowledge as to what it is that I learned, and also my own personal experience with CBD, because I've been using it for several years for myself and my animals, and so I'm going to share a little bit about that and share with you also how CBD works in our pets' bodies. It's pretty amazing. So I first discovered the use of CBD when Ayla had her torn CCL, and I wanted a natural way to help support her. So I did make a podcast about her CCL. So if you haven't listened to that one, make sure to check it out. And so CBD has been known to help reduce inflammation. I'll explain this more later, of course, but I did notice a difference within 2 weeks of its use for Ayla, and I also had some foster dogs in the past that I started to explore with CBD for anxiety, and I noticed a major difference. I had a foster dog that could not relax in the car. He would jump from the front seat to the back seat, and panting and crying and severe anxiety, and he was just like such a stressed out dog. It didn't matter that I walked him 2-3 times a day, 1 hour walk. Like, this dog would get out for 3 hours. And also, I'm really big on training my dogs, so there was a lot of that mental stimulation. It's just, there's nothing that was enough. And I just remember this one time that he was in my car and he was jumping from the back seat to the front seat nonstop, and I went to go remove the snow off my car, and that literally stressed him out so bad he started to attack my car and like eat away at my sun visor. It was absolutely nuts. I'm like, I need something to help this dog mentally because I'm giving him so much stimulation and boundaries and structure, and it was just not enough because this dog was just clearly out of balance. So I actually used CBD for him, and the first time I did it, I gave him CBD 20 minutes before the car ride, and it was a night and day experience. And I'm not saying this happens to every dog with anxiety, because sometimes people will have to use CBD for several days or weeks before they can actually see a benefit to a dog with anxiety. But for this particular dog, I don't know if I just like gave him a little bit extra than the recommended amount, but he was really calmer and more balanced. And so that was the last time I let him go in my car without CBD. That was the last time. Yeah, it was the beginning of like him getting CBD every time he come in my car, because like there's no freaking way that I was gonna deal with that. And it helped, and Yeah, I noticed a huge difference. So that is a little bit of the introduction that I had with CBD for anxiety, and then the other one for ALS-CCL, so an actual physical injury. So what is CBD? So CBD is otherwise known as cannabidiol, is derived from the compound found in hemp. This is a non-psychoactive plant that contains 0.3% THC or less. Hemp and marijuana are both cannabis sativa, look similar but are not the same. So marijuana is the plant as to where you have higher amounts of THC, and that is a psychoactive, whereas hemp, CBD, it is not. So, yeah. And both CBD has benefits for both humans and animals. And before I can explain to you how our pets could benefit from CBD and its different uses, it's important for me to explain to you the endocannabinoid system. This will help you understand how it works in the system. And the endocannabinoid system is the signaling system throughout the body, which keeps the system in homeostasis, aka in balance. Is present in all mammals. So you have an endocannabinoid system, dogs have it, cats have it, every animal has it, which that to me was very intriguing to know that. I had an idea, but anyways. It plays a role in regulating dogs' and cats' muscles, organs, gastrointestinal tract, their skin, bones, and so much more. I find that Dr. Ethan Russo helped me understand at what extent the endocannabinoid system in both humans and animals is really crucial and plays a huge role in the maintenance of balance in our system. And in the in the book, The Little Book of Cannabis, How Marijuana Can Improve Your Life, on page 203, Dr. Russo says about the endocannabinoid system. He quotes, "Keep in mind the endocannabinoid system is everywhere. It's the main homeostatic regulator of our physiology. Let's break that down. Physiology is how various bodily systems work, and homeostasis means that we want to have balance, that the activity is neither too great nor too little. When we have a balance in the endocannabinoid system, it means that it is working effectively to keep the balance in all these other systems. Whether it's emotions, or whether you're about to have a seizure or not, whether it's related to your endocrine system, your digestion, or your hormones, you name it, everywhere you look in the body, there are mechanisms where the endocannabinoid system helps to keep things regulated and in proper balance. So it's the system that keeps our body in balance and all of our cells healthy through life. So that's a pretty big deal, right? You're like, thinking, wow, that is super crucial to not just my overall well-being, but my dog and cat's overall well-being. So the endocannabinoid system consists of three important components for it to function the way that it does. The receptors, the endocannabinoids, and enzymes. So what are cannabinoid receptors? I had to read about this, like, for a long time, because I want to know exactly how it works. And I wish I could show you guys a graph of this, but you should totally look it up and you would be able to easily follow. But yeah, so the cannabinoid receptors, human and animals have cell receptors through the body and also have cannabinoid receptors. So in the article, Do Dogs Have Cannabinoid Receptors, by Holistipet, they actually explain simply cannabinoid receptors, quoting, "Cannabinoid receptors are specific types of receptor proteins that interact with cannabinoids. When we think of cannabinoids, our minds automatically go to compounds found in the cannabis plant, like CBD. However, animals' bodies produce natural cannabinoids of their own called endogenous cannabinoids, or endocannabinoids for short. And endo is a prefix with ancient Greek roots that means inner or internal. So endocannabinoids means the inner cannabinoids. So yes, we do have cannabinoids naturally occurring in our own systems. So these receptor cells are found throughout the body. There are two types of cannabinoid receptors. There are CB1 and CB2. CB1 receptors are mostly found in the central nervous system, so mostly in the brain and the spinal cord. It is also found in the lungs, the reproductive organs, the digestive tract, the heart, and the immune system. CB2 receptors are mainly found in the peripheral nervous system and the immune system, and are found in the organs associated with those, such as the spleen, liver, also found in bone and skin. So our bodies creates cannabinoids all the time to help address imbalances in our system. So the receptors help regulate some of the most crucial body functions, such as immune response, sleep, nerve dysfunction, unhealthy cell growth, mood regulation, regulating inflammation, skin health, blood pressure, appetite, reproductive health, memory, learning, decreasing intestinal permeability. So it will even go and help with leaky gut and preventing it. And then respiratory system, just to name a few of the things that it is responsible for. So that's a lot of different things, right? And it's the receptors cell's job to communicate with the rest of the body to keep it in homeostasis, aka balance. And the more that they are able to send messages to the body effectively, the more balanced and healthy the body's going to be. So now, what are endocannabinoids? I have learned that there are three types of cannabinoids that can interact with the endocannabinoid receptors. So there's the phytocannabinoid, which phyto means plant cannabinoids, which you would find in CBD from hemp. And then there's the endocannabinoids, which are made by the human or animal's own body, and or synthetic cannabinoids. So these are man-made, the synthetic cannabinoids, and phytocannabinoids can be of great benefit when the endocannabinoids are not functioning properly in the body. So what does that mean? I'll kind of slow it down a little bit. The endocannabinoids that are in your body, so your inner cannabinoids, when they are not functioning properly, this is where adding CBD, so a phytocannabinoid, into your system or into your pet system can help address imbalances and interact with the endocannabinoid receptors so that your body can address imbalances. I hope that helps simplify. For the final enzymes and why it's important for the endocannabinoid system is explained easily in the article "The Endocannabinoid System in Dogs and Cats" by Paw CBD. The final part of the triad that makes the endocannabinoid system function is enzymes. Enzymes are biological molecules that break down endocannabinoids. Once an endocannabinoid has served its purpose with the system, it has to be dealt with. This is a job of the enzymes. They are a vital part of the processing of endocannabinoids within the ECS, which is endocannabinoid system, and the body. Now that we know how the endocannabinoid system works and how our animals possess receptors to possibly benefit from CBD, here are some of the reasons why I would recommend CBD. A lot of people come into my store, and I've been selling CBD for about two, three years now. And the amount of feedback that I get is actually amazing. So this, and it's part of why I was inspired to make this podcast for you, because I really want to like understand like what depth it can, it works in the body, and the benefits. And I already knew about the benefits, but it's really cool to see the science and the studies behind it. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you, as well as my own personal experience. And so I have written for you the six reasons why I would recommend CBD. So the first reason is joint support and chronic pain. So that's where I really, really, really got to learn a lot about CBD was through my own experience with Ayla and how CBD helped Ayla with her CCL tear because CBD has anti-inflammatory properties. This is done by CB1 receptors changing the way the brain actually perceives pain. So it also sends signals to the body to lower inflammation and then pass with sleeplessness and agitation associated to pain can be helped with the use of CBD. So I saw that in Ayla, and there is actually research that has been conducted at the Cornell University that dogs taking CBD were more active and decreased pain according to so like dogs that were in pain and had arthritis and stuff, that when they took CBD they became more active and decreased pain, according to an article on Dogs Naturally magazine by Dana Scott. The second reason I'd recommend CBD to my clients is for anxiety. A lot of dog and cat owners who have pets with separation anxiety, noise sensitivity. So like, you know, when you have a pet that is sensitive to like thunder or like when you drop like a metal bowl or something, that is not actually typically normal. Fear of fireworks, aggression, etc. Come to me for CBD. And it's long been known that CBD can help with anxiety. The body is able to communicate with itself properly, and I find it best when it's used not randomly, but on a consistent basis when dealing with a daily anxiety. So that's why you want to like build it up in the system. So let's say your dog or cat gets anxious when there's large crowds of people around Christmas time, for example. You'd want to start CBD about 2 weeks before the event if that's something that stresses them out. This really just allows the time, like I said, for the body to correct the imbalances and for the CBD to really build up in the system. So, and it can help manage its emotional state. The receptors communicate with the body via the endocannabinoid system to keep the body in balance. In this article, The Benefit of CBD Oil in Dogs by Dogs Naturally magazine, they share researchers aren't certain how CBD relieves stress and anxiety, but it's thought that it can help regulate serotonin. Serotonin is a hormone that regulates mood, social behavior, digestion, sleep, and appetite. So, yeah, I used this for the foster dog, like I said, and that was really successful. And also when I first got Xena, she was a basket case. Like, people are like, wow, she is so calm now. And through proper structure and training, like, that always goes hand in hand, right? Structure, training, boundaries. I actually gave her CBD for the first little bit that she was with me because she was just so anxious, and I felt like she wasn't actually like in body, like she was just needing a little extra help. So I gave her some CBD as well and definitely noticed a difference, and now she doesn't need it because she is balanced. So the next thing is actually CBD can help with digestive issues. CBD can help improve digestive issues associated with stress and leaky gut. So diarrhea and vomiting is not always caused by eating something wrong, but can actually be associated to stress. So instantly when people are dealing with diarrhea, they're thinking right away their dog ate something wrong or their cat ate something wrong. But like I said, it could actually be associated to stress. If this is a case with your pets, you might find CBD actually beneficial. Pets who easily have an upset stomach tend to be picky eaters, and they don't have much appetite. So CBD has been known to help increase appetite as well. Because of its soothing and calming effects, this is in turn helps the gut's digestion and its ability to absorb nutrients properly. And I read a really interesting article on CBD for gut health, how this powerful oil affects your GI tract, by Dr. Lam. And he wrote, in addition, it works to strengthen the gut barrier and prevent or remediate leaky gut. So remedy leaky gut. It also helps with boosting the functioning of the immune system and decreasing levels of inflammation. CBD works to balance the microbiome thereby helping to alleviate mental health issues as well. More specifically, CBD for gut health helps reduce the symptoms of conditions such as Crohn's disease. This reduces the stress on the microbiome and gut as well. CBD's ability to lower inflammation levels also helps relieve the pain and inflammation associated with irritable bowel syndrome. In addition, CBD also works to balance the functioning of your naturally occurring endocannabinoid system. This system affects all aspects of your health. So that was really interesting, because obviously when you're dealing with leaky gut and stress, there's a lot more inflammation. So if we can help lower that inflammation, help with the stress, we're going to in turn also help with the gut and vice versa. So super interesting. And then CBD can help with seizures. And I know this firsthand. I have a family member who actually has epilepsy, and she has used CBD to help, and it was pretty life changing from the feedback that I got. And there's nothing easy about epilepsy, and it's not really talked about. And actually 5% of pets suffer from epilepsy, and the medications they prescribe for epilepsy is so strong. And yeah, seeing a seizure for the first time is really scary for both pets and humans. And I personally felt really helpless the first time I saw one. So it's really cool to see some of the studies they've done on CBD and how it can help with seizures. So in Dogs Naturally magazine by Dana Scott, she states in her article, the benefits of CBD oil for dogs. Researchers at Colorado State University got excited when they studied CBD as a treatment for epilepsy in dogs. A whopping 89% of dogs that received the CBD had a reduction in seizures. That is freaking wild. In human trials, CBD even worked in patients with drug-resistant epilepsy. Guys, this is a thing, okay? Like, my family member, she is, like, having to up and up and up her dose every year, and it's just so hard on her organs. It's actually insane. Anyway, so they continue to say, in one study, 7 out of 8 patients saw a marked improvement within 4 to 5 months of using CBD. Woo. CBD reduces the frequency and severity of seizures because of how it interacts with the endocannabinoid system. It's believed that abnormal electric charges of the neurons in the nervous system causes seizures, but CBD can bind to the receptors in the brain. Researchers speculate this can improve the function of the nervous system. So, pretty cool. And it's natural, so CBD, the fifth thing now is CBD has been known to help fight cancer. I was always wondering how, to what extent it could honestly help, because I wasn't educated enough on the subject. And I was actually surprised with some of the information that I found. So the biggest thing is, according to the book CBD and Health for Dogs by Dr. Earl Mindels, he says CBD has been shown to stop cancer cells from growing and to increase tumor cell death. It can help kill cancer cells by blocking their ability to produce energy. Yeah. When I read that, I was like, okay, so this is, wow. CBD can also help pets who exhibit discomfort such as nausea and pain from conventional cancer treatments. So it can help keep them comfortable. So lastly, in my benefit list, CBD can help pets with allergies. I'm going to tell you right now that I have firsthand experience with this, and actually it happened to me today. So I have a left nostril that gets crazy itchy, and I sneeze and it's nonstop, and I know I'm allergic to mangoes and and cockroaches, but I don't know what else I'm allergic to, but something gets that left nostril really, really itchy. And And then I just like nonstop sneeze and it's like really mucusy and like I'm super cute. And so I've been taking, since writing this podcast, that's taken me 3 weeks to write, I've actually been taking CBD again every single day because, you know, sometimes you try things and supplements and then you stop. Well, I've been taking CBD for 3 weeks and so I had this flare up and I was like, hey, I'm going to take some CBD. And I took it legit within 10 minutes. My nose wasn't itchy anymore and I've been fine for the entire day since. So super cool. That's my own personal experience. So skin flare ups and allergies is so common in pets today. I would honestly say 70% of my clientele is pets with skin issues and allergies. So as we previously discovered, the use of CBD helps with your lowering inflammation in the gut and the overall system. When dealing with allergies, you're often dealing with a heightened immune response. So stress, processed foods, environment, environmental toxins, over-vaccinating, medications, all these can negatively affect the gut and create leaky gut. So when too much stress impacts the gut, it goes through a major change. And the gut usually has a tight conjunctions between the cells, limiting its permeability. So stress affects the lining by making it looser. So like the pores are enlarged in the gut, and it allows undigested food particles, toxins, bacteria, fungi, and viruses can enter straight into the bloodstream. And because these particles are not meant to be straight in the bloodstream, the body starts to see it as an invading pathogen, a threat to the system, and start to have a heightened immune response. So the immune system creates inflammation, starts to attack these substances. So this can lead to autoimmune conditions, which resembles just like allergies. I'm like pretty sure I probably have a little bit of leaky gut. Most people do. And a lot of animals do too. So pets with allergies tend to have really itchy skin. So the endocannabinoid system is also found in the skin. So we also have CBD receptors in our skin. So pets can benefit if they have like really itchy skin. We carry like this really awesome CBD shampoo, which helps wonders, and it can help with the itch and the inflammation. And you can also do, so you can do CBD topically and you can also do CBD internally. CBD can help promote the growth of new healthy skin cells, which is equally important topically when needed and to help the gut. So now that we know all the benefits, and it's really important for me to actually mention that there are reported side effects. However, from what I see, especially in the article by Dogs Naturally magazine, they are extremely low. So that's a really huge bonus. What they state in the Dogs Naturally magazine article is the most consistent side effect noticed were sedation, so like sleepiness, 19%, overactive appetite, 5%, lack of energy, 4%. So the percentage I'm giving you is the percentage of the dogs or cats showing these side effects through the studies. Panic reactions, 2.7%, dry mouth, excessive drinking, 2.3%, nausea, 1.7%, vomiting, 1.7%, increased seizure, 0.69%, and impaired mental functioning, 0.68%. So this means the most likely side effect you may see is that your dog gets sleepy. And that isn't a bad thing, because when they're resting, their body is healing. And yeah, well, our body tends to fix itself and heal itself the most when we're sleeping. That's why sleep is super crucial. So, especially if your dog suffers from seizures and anxiety or has any pain, and you'd like to give CBD oil a try. So, when choosing a CBD oil, make sure to read the label that it's hemp derived. Full spectrum CBD. Also, if you have a pet who is taking medications, I strongly recommend you have a conversation with your vet to make sure that it doesn't interact with the medication your pet is on. I know from the quick search that I did, pets who are getting something for liver enzyme medications could have negative side effects from CBD. So in conclusion, am I saying CBD is for every single dog and cat? No, that's not what I'm saying. Do I see that there's more benefits to no benefits? Yeah, because I've been using CBD myself. My family's been using CBD. I use CBD for my dog and my horse, and I've seen the benefits. Do I think there's a lot of dogs and cats who have imbalances that can benefit from it? Absolutely. I find that CBD is pretty safe from the research that I have done and my own personal experience, and I don't see it causing any harm. And yeah, I'm hoping that through all this information I've just shared with you, and how, you know, it's so interesting because humans and animals both have an endocannabinoid system, and they have endocannabinoid receptors, so they literally have it in their system to be able to benefit from CBD just like humans can. So I find that really interesting, and I think the positive outweighs the negative. And if you're interested in learning if CBD is the right fit for your dog or your cat, I'd be more than happy to help you figure that out and seeing if that's the right fit. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to hit that like button, follow us on Spotify, and we're also on Podbean Podcast, and we're on Facebook and Instagram. So our business is Holy Raw, HOLIRAW Nutrition. And you can find us, like I said, on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll see that we share the link of our podcast there. And hopefully you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to the next podcast. It's going to be super exciting. I actually have my very first guest on the show on our 8th podcast, and this guy is super freaking rad. We're going to share some super awesome content. I'm so excited, so make sure to stay tuned, and can't wait to reveal that surprise to you. All right, guys. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.